Oh, snap.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sidecar Coffee Podcast. My name is Lewis.
Hello. And I'm Caleb.
And this is Sidecar. I guess starting
This
off,
is
let's hit him with what the heck that thing is. Break
yeah.
it down for him, sir.
Oftentimes it's considered to be a one and one, but we don't know nothing about that, all right?
This is
I don't know what
Midwest
that is.
slang over
Never heard
her.
of her. Yeah, never heard of her. Sidecar though is a shot of espresso, and you use that same. No, hold up, roll it back,
Wait a
roll it
minute
back.
now. Come on, man.
Dude, it's been a long year, all right?
It has.
A sidecar is a small milk beverage, espresso based, with that same espresso used in the milk beverage served on the side. You'd think after this many episodes we'd get it right, but
No.
we're still working out the
That's because we're real,
kinks.
man. We
Keeping
even
it
show our
real.
imperfections. Anyway, speaking of sidecars, we're drinking one. Caleb,
We're
what do you got in
drinking
yours?
dose. Mine is comes from Atlanta, with Portrait
Atlanta.
Coffee's Kindred Hearts Christmas blend. This is a blend that I had last year. It was really, really good. And then shout out to Dad for listening to the podcast and sending this my way for Christmas, because he knows that this is one of my favorite Christmas blends. So I'm going in with the Spro.
While Caleb drinks his Spro, I'm also drinking a Christmas blend. We thought it would work because this is kind of going to be like a wrap up of the year, feeling a little Christmassy, and so. Yeah, I have
Wow.
Panettone from Blueprint Coffee Roasters out of St. Louis. I just picked up this bag. I think it's not a secret that me and Caleb are kind of suckers for Christmas blends. They're just
Ah,
fantastic. They're a
dang.
great way to drink
Now they
coffee.
know.
Yes, now you
Now
guys
they
know.
know.
And so in this one is a Guatemala, a Peru, and an Ethiopia. So
Fire. I'm getting lots of candied orange, like candied dry orange and cardamom. It's very, very bright. But that cardamom, I don't even know, like that cardamom twang. I don't know, man.
I know what you're talking about.
Little,
Like the bite of
yeah,
cardamom.
the bite. Yeah, that, yeah.
Almost like a smoky. Mine kind of has that
Yeah.
too, honestly, like some sort of baking spice thing going on.
Dude, stop. You
It's
can't take
also
my notes.
my fault. My fault, gang. It's got some chocolate, a lot of chocolate going on. I would say there's like a higher note of like cherry in there, but it's also pretty citrusy, so
A higher note.
a higher note. All right, let's go into the milk bevo. We got some cortados poured up. Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God. Going into mine, it smelled like when you open a bag of, I mean, this my fat kid's shy just showing. When you like open up a bag of powdered donuts, was straight off the nose, and that's exactly what it tastes like. It just tastes like a powdered, cake donut with like a little bit of orange zest. It's really, really nice.
Mine's tasting like one of those chocolates with like the orange marmalade filling.
Ooh,
Marmalade.
marmalade. Marmalade.
Got that like orangey syrup. Yeah, fire blend. I can't wait to put this on. Wow, whoa. I can't
Oh.
wait to put this on batch brew.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. Let's start off though. Happy New Year,
Yeah, happy New
Lewis.
Year's, guys. We're in, or I mean, to you as well, but to all of our listeners, a happy New Year. Yeah, starting off this year of 2025, which is nuts that we're still making Sidecar.
It's big. It's big.
And so we just want to thank you guys for allowing us to keep producing episodes, like to have people that listen to our podcast consistently, that follow our social medias, that listen to this podcast. I want to say like what last year we had 1,200 streams or
Oh,
something like
yeah,
that,
we looked at
which
our
is genuinely insane.
yeah,
And to be on
like we
our
looked at
what,
our
like 22nd
Spotify.
episode.
Yeah, we looked at Spotify Wrapped because it does that for creators, which is awesome. And yeah, we're across what did it say, like 18 countries, 1,200 listeners, Like, you guys rock, you guys kill it. That's
It's ridiculous.
we in no way make any money off of this. Like, we just do this because we love the industry, we love talking about it,
And we want to put
and
something good out
because
there for those little slime
because you
balls
guys
out there.
listen. Yeah, because you guys started listening, we went past episode 5. So, we're rocking.
We're
And now
rocking.
this is like officially season 2.
Is it?
Well, I guess no. This is the end of season 1 of Sidecar. Season 2 is going to be huge. You just got to stay tuned. Maybe we'll announce it at the end of this, maybe not. Maybe not. But maybe. Who knows?
We're
Who
cooking.
knows?
We
Just
got a lot
stay
of
till the end.
stuff
You might
coming
know.
for this year, which is pretty exciting, even just these first 2 months. So, and especially now that I'm graduated from my major and
Yes,
I'm just doing online
sir.
now, so I have a lot more time to do content and plan stuff out with Caleb. So we're gonna have more content on our Instagram as well as just, I would say, like better, a little bit more well thought out release of content for Sidecar.
Yeah,
So
just maybe some scheduled
yeah.
content,
Yeah.
maybe
Now we actually have time to
consistent.
like fully go all in.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting stuff. But in this episode, we just kind of wanted to talk about our year at Sidecar, but more of talk about the coffees that we've tried. I think me and Caleb both, it's a fun relationship when you have a coffee friend because you literally every single coffee that one of us ordered, we were able to try the other like with each other. So it's a nice way to expand your palate and to try coffee. And I can speak for myself here is, you know, I meet up with people all the time and they're like, man, like how, why do you order so much coffee? And it's like, I don't work in the industry, so for me to be able to know roasters and to know different types, be able to taste different roast profiles and different coffees from a range of origins and processing methods, I think is important, just to expand your knowledge because I'm not working in the industry, so might as well be pushing towards something at least.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, it's still the same thing. Like, I mean, I work in the industry. Lewis will be working in the industry once he's fully finished with school. He has to. So,
You're
but yeah, working in the
loading,
industry too. It's
picking
just
up.
like it's just nice to, when you're in the industry, being in the part of the industry where you're around people pushing you all the time. Because there's people around you who are getting better, so you always want to stay ahead of them and just be knowledgeable. And why not just dive deep in this industry that's so cool?
And there's also
There's
a lot of people that are
so much out
doing
there.
dope stuff. So it's like support the
Yeah.
dope roasters and people that are doing cool shit. So speaking of dope people and doing dope shit, me and
Dopey.
Caleb hung out in real life.
IRL, we
Yeah, I
got off.
went to New York for
Yeah,
a
we went
week.
outside. We touched
We went
grass.
outside. Yeah, we did. Which was crazy. And so I think I want to touch on that a little bit. Just what we did
Yeah,
this
I
past week,
mean,
Sidecar in New York. I will be doing kind of like a cafe. All the footage I have, but we were just kind of worried about our own personal experiences that we weren't really worried about content at all. And you
we
know,
were creating memories, not a camera roll, some would
yeah.
say. I also want to hear just like specifically because you had never visited New York before.
No.
Before we get into like talking about it as a coffee scene, like overall, like how'd you feel just as a vacation period?
I think it's something that everyone should experience, which is a lot, but
Agree.
to be, I mean, it's a big ass city. It's gigantic. It's humongous. So,
The Big Apple.
and it operates. People move, people go to work, people live there, you know, they enjoy it. So it's like seeing how that works is cool, but also it's, you know, one of the major hubs, like for all like economics or like whatever, but like just seeing how
Everything.
everything works and runs and all the ins and outs is cool. So, you know, being able to take the subway, being able to experience someone yelling at a wall,
The fent lean.
the fentanyl in real life, the different types of cultures and food spots. And you know, lastly for us, the big one is like those cafes in New York are just ridiculous. And I think especially being in that dense of a sort of market, especially for coffee. It's like you have to do something that's cool and that stands out, or else you're just gonna blend in with like the print and Mongers and different stuff like that. So
Yeah. I think
I
too,
enjoyed it,
it's
but
yeah,
I
I
don't
think
think I could
too.
live there. But also it's like you could do
Yes.
anything with enough time, but
Yeah, that's fair. I think too, like it's really important to note with cafes, like, and just any business, any restaurant, the rent is astronomical. Like people talk about living costs and living rent. It is what it is. It's really not that bad. For businesses, golly, like it's insane. For anyone that's ever been to Dayglo in Brooklyn, if you're listening to this, we'll talk about it a little bit. But I do know for sure, like they pay $20,000 a month for that space, and it's small. So you get really have to put into perspective, like the people that are doing the things to put up that kind of money just to do something you're very passionate about. That speaks a lot.
yeah, it's dope.
Not saying that it's not expensive elsewhere. It is. Starting a business is incredibly expensive, but that's another thing just to like that got my mind racing about the coffee scene in New York when I like visited back in March, and did like a coffee tour, I guess. It was just like realizing like, wow, these people are actually here just because they care in this oversaturated city, trying to just push through that like ceiling of oversaturation to show like, hey, like we're actually doing something cool over here.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard to stand out in the city.
Yeah. That's dope.
But yeah,
It's cool.
but no.
Perspective is real neat. But yeah, man,
Real neat.
I enjoyed the experience. And again, I think everybody should go on a trip to New York, especially if you're American. Like, you
Yeah,
don't gotta
it's
worry
right there,
about,
you
yeah,
know?
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's cool being there. It's like you could go, me and Caleb are talking this. It's like you can go to Boston, you can go to Philly, you can go to Washington, D.C., you can go to upstate New York. Like, there's a lot of different, it's, you know, it's a hub,
Go to
so you
Maine.
can go to a
Yeah.
lot of different spots that are all pretty close together.
It's also super cool not to just make this a episode about New York, but like you're in some of the most like history rich areas of our country. Like regardless of what you think on America, it is what it is. But like it's just wild like that this has been standing for so long
Yeah.
and it still works and is still growing. Somehow we haven't run out of room. Like
I mean,
it's
even
just a
looking at
cool
like the
area.
subway system, it's like that has been around forever.
Yeah.
It's like some of the trains you're riding
How
in have been riding since like 1980 or whatever.
it's like how that even got installed.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah, the New England, like northeast part of the United States is very, very old. I mean, it's all old, but
I mean, realistically, I mean, if you're listening in Europe, you're like, shut up, you don't know anything. But
you know what?
You know,
It
for
you know
us
what?
Americans, it would have only been a thing for not that long. It's old for us.
It's old to
But
us,
then you
yeah.
go to like England, and I'm looking at a church that's been there since like 600 BC. It's like, what?
What?
Anyway, so talking about New York, let's go through kind of like our standout cafes.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that me and Caleb, you know, we're coffee people, so we tried our best to go to
What?
all the big, what?
What? We're coffee people?
Yeah,
Didn't know.
we do that.
Oh.
We like that. The people of coffee,
Duh.
personas de café. Anyway, we made like a little top three experience list for you guys. If you're
We
kind of
did.
curious about what we all did, I got vlogs on my Instagram, Luis Primo,
Plug.
which are pretty goofy. Whenever I could pick up the camera, but. Yeah, so I would say it was dope my first day there. Caleb was working, and so I immediately went to Suited. And I don't really know what I was expecting in my head. First of all, couldn't find the door. Walked right by the place.
I watched him walk past. It's actually really funny. I watched him. I looked up because I was just looking outside, saw Lewis walk past, and I just like smiled because I was like, this idiot just walked right past. Like, but it's hard to find. My first time looking for it, I didn't know where it was.
I saw the like I knew because Suited has like a sign outside, so I knew it was Suited, but I was like, how do I get in? But I honestly, that's more of like how to work New York, because there's a lot of places like you'll see a sign, but then like the entrance is like underground, or like you have to like knock on a secret door. But I figured it out. And it was cool because the only time I've ever heard of Suited was through social media, or like Brian's Kwan video was the first thing that introduced me to Suited when he was talking about Filter 2.0, I think, back in Filter 2.0 days. But
Yeah, it's Filter 5.4 as of 2 weeks ago.
it
Back.
was a dope experience, and I think trying
Dop.
Say Coffee on there, all the baristas were nice, whether or not it was because I was Caleb's friend or not. But yeah, I think for me at least, I because Caleb's not going to put Suited on his top list, but I just wanted to say like an honorable mention. Like, I enjoyed Suited a lot. Both the owners introduced themselves to me, so that was dope as well. Really cool space. The stuff that they're doing there is really high quality and fantastic. So I think having, I mean, every coffee I tried there, which I was able to try a lot thanks to Caleb, you just handed me. But I think the
We
first, my
we
first
were
time I
dialing
sat
in.
down, he just handed me like three different coffees, and I was just like, all right, let's do this. Let's go.
And we're getting
And
lit.
I'm here. And yeah, it's super cool. And honestly, I just love multi-roasters, like being able to try different roasters, different coffees on that good of equipment and held at that high of a standard is awesome. And being able to just go and try that being in your city is dope. It's pretty cool. And so yeah, I wanted to say that. But
Drink,
Caleb, let's get into our,
take a drink every time you hear dope throughout this
for
episode.
real, we need to expand our vocabulary.
Cool, mystifying, fantastic, wonderful,
Awesome.
amazing. Oh, that was totally wicked.
Stellar. Anyway,
Where do we start? I mean, I don't know.
I would say our
Like
best.
top three. I'm trying to think, like top three cafes on our trip.
Yeah.
I think my number one, I think my number one has to be Three-Legged Cat for sure.
I want to say
Number
for
one,
me. And you can explain this. Go ahead, actually. Go. Move, move, move,
no,
move.
I mean, I think it's, well, one, it's the only one we went to twice. It was just one that the initial experience, the first, because actually it was my first time in there as well, when we went, and it was just fantastic. Everything about it, the except for the heat, it was really hot in there.
We were
But
like
we were
sitting
all,
right
we,
next to the window with the sun too, so we were just sweating our buns off.
yeah, on a like a really hot couch. Like the couch was just, the fabric was, anyways. But it was just like, I don't know, like the design of the place, the layout, everything was just so thought out. Looked great, felt great. You just felt like you were wanted to be there.
Yeah, it was also cool. We were sitting down drinking our coffee, which we got a pour over from April, which was a Kenya.
Yeah, it was actually really
And
good.
we had a shot of espresso, which was milky cake from DAQ, so you can't really
Milky
go wrong
cake.
with those good coffees. But
No.
we're sitting on this couch enjoying the coffees. And I think the owner, one of the owners, was sitting across from us. And we were just like, got her in a lobster claw a little bit. But yeah, it was
Yeah,
cool.
she sat down and she was like, "Don't mind me, I'm just taking my break." And we were like, "Cool." And when
What's your
that was
social
supposed to
security
be,
number? What's your name?
yeah, it was supposed to be a, like, "I'm taking my break. I don't want to interrupt you. Don't interrupt me." But we very much took it as like a, "We're gonna talk your ear off."
Oh, you
And
work here?
it felt, I felt a little bad after it. So
Nah.
apologies, kind of, but also like, your cafe is really cool, and you sat down right in front of the two nerdiest
Yeah, for
nerds.
real.
Especially when it comes to cafe spaces, we focus a lot on that. So,
It's a big
but
deal,
yeah,
bro. It's how you introduce people
Three-Legged
into this
Cat,
industry.
Three-Legged Cat was good. The pour
Have high
over,
standards.
they do manual
No,
brews,
they had
which
a tone,
is,
I thought, on the cafe.
nah, sir, no, sir. She got a kettle.
Heard kettle.
Yeah, she got a kettle, and it was Do Not Feed Alligators has the tone.
Yeah, I know. I thought, for some reason, I thought. Anyway,
Best
let's
hand brews in the city,
transition
sir.
this into my. Do Not Feed Alligators was probably my, and whether or not it was that day, but I feel like that still has to do with my experience. So
Yeah.
it was a place that we went and got pizza, and we were just like, or we were gonna go get pizza, but we had to wait an hour and a half till we got John's on Bleecker. And so off Bleecker is this spot called Do Not Feed Alligators, which we walked by the other night when we got Mama's Two and also La Accolade, which are two spots in West
Greenwich
Village,
Village.
Greenwich Village.
Yeah, West Village, The Village, Greenwich Village, Soho, or not
And we
so,
just walked
Chelsea.
by this spot and we were like, oh, I think we've heard of this place before. And so we went there. And in my head, it was just going to be like, it was an all right cafe, like something like Black Fox or. And it was, they had a
Yeah.
Matter of Concrete on filter. They had their own espresso blend. When we walked into the place, the owner was working. It was their 2 year anniversary. And it was just a great, great experience.
Good vibes.
It was, all the coffee that we got was good. The pour over was on the tone, and it was a
Yeah.
process pink per bone from a Matter of Concrete, which was great. Their batch brew was
Patrick was
pulled.
solid.
Yeah, their batch brew was awesome. And we got a shot of espresso too.
Yeah, that was just their house blend that they were.
Yeah,
It's called,
which was good. I think I should have gotten it in a cortado as a shot. It was nothing that blew me away, but it was
Yeah.
solid. I think it would have been better in milk, but
I think it's
both
called
of the,
Solaris.
I can't remember
I
off
think
the top
that's,
of my head.
but yeah, anyways. But
I
they do
couldn't.
roast their own.
Yeah.
And then they also continue. They have like two slots as like a multi-roaster that they rotate. So they had a Matter of Concrete and Broadsheet.
Yes.
So
But yeah, just talking to the owner and him talking about like all his process of why he picked things on the menu, what they use for batch brew and filter, and why. I mean, they even have a ground control just for cold brew. Like, that's just dope.
yeah, just downstairs. They had a Lagom P100 just chilling on the bar.
Right
I was
next to
like, what
some
are we
lab suites,
doing?
some ditting lab suites.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was
a ditting lab suite, yeah.
just cool. And for me, it was just like a surprise. Really good coffee. I didn't, because I want to like differentiate. I'm just going to talk about coffee because I think for bakeries, La Carbra and La Bicyclette,
Bicyclette. Dude, that place
La
is.
Bicyclette was ridiculous. I think, and that's in Brooklyn,
Williamsburg, baby.
Williamsburg. That place is crazy. Cheap $5 croissants. And, you know, this is a coffee podcast, but we're talking about croissants, but holy.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Those pay. I went back. I actually got to go today, the day that we're recording this. I was there this morning, just dropping off some samples for my job. But yeah, I got a hazelnut cream croissant that was just absolutely out of this world. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing over there. I don't know what they're putting into their stuff. But it's
It's
just all
just,
that
it's
love.
so good.
It's
A
so
lot
good.
of
But
love.
anyways, La Cabra, though, you can talk about. I mean, they're a cafe.
I mean,
They're
yeah,
coffee
we,
first.
yeah, they're coffee first, which the shot of Brazil was a little funky, but it was good. As in, it was like a processy coffee, which I tend to not like, but that shot of espresso was pretty balanced and
It
good.
was
And
very clean
honestly,
for a
I
process.
think for processy coffees, I think they do better in espresso, for me at least. Like, I prefer them in espresso than filter.
Yeah,
I
I
always
think
think
filter,
done
it's just
right.
like a
I think done
watery.
right. If you do a
Yeah.
processy coffee on the espresso and you just focus on acid, it can literally just be like you're chomping into a lithium ion
Just
battery.
battery. Yeah.
But done right, you get a lot of sweetness, you get the funk. But yeah. So
I think on filter, it's
what's.
just a little too. Processy coffees have always just been a little too watery
Yeah.
for me, and I need that just like concentration of a shot.
And I think for third place, I want to say Loveless and Sojourner are probably tied for me.
Dude, yeah, I think Loveless was just cool because the Max, who's one of the owners, and I didn't catch the other guy's name, were behind
Alec?
the bar, and they were just
Was
really
it
friendly. Max was cool. And
was
then
John or Alex?
Jonathan, maybe.
I can't remember. But anyway, they both were really nice. One guy pulled us a shot, talked to us, and got me a bag of coffee from downstairs. And that coffee is fantastic.
And also knew St. Louis cafes as well.
Yes.
Had a really good knowledge of that. So shout out Blueprint, you're known. You're known around.
I'm drinking their
But
coffee right
then
now, too.
what else? Oh, they had a Loring just in the corner.
Yeah, just in their cafe. Just they were roasting coffee, which we were
And we
sweating our
were
asses off,
roasting.
but
Yeah,
yeah,
because
we
it
were
was hot.
roasting too. And then
But
Sojourner, it was an awesome experience for me. Caleb knows the guy, but yeah, the
got it,
owner
James.
was so nice. And
He's a sweet guy.
and when we had a say Ethiopia.
It was a say, not Ethiopia.
Are you sure?
It was a say Kenya. We had a Enjoy Coffee Roasters Ethiopia. It
We
was
had Enjoy's espresso blend.
honestly, who's to say?
Okay.
Say. I think maybe
Anyway,
it
the
was a
coffee was
say
good. The coffee
Ethiopia.
was
It
good.
was it was really, really good. Yeah, the shots are just dialed there. Like
And the owner's just
every time I've
chilling,
been in.
living his
Yeah, J-Chill.
life, passionate about coffee, behind the bar, just him in there.
Just
Tiny spot
chilling
in
in Harlem.
Harlem. Yeah, so enough about cafes. Let's get into coffee, bro.
Yeah, let's talk about enough about New York. We're
Enough about New
done.
York. The Big Apple.
Juice tucked
We
away.
ate it.
We're gonna talk
Enough
about
said.
actually before we go, because we've prepared lists of top five coffees and top five roasters of 2024 for us personally, each individually personally. And some of these coffees we've tried together, some of the roasters we tried together, but we'll save that to the end. Let's recap 2024, because I was thinking about this the other day and really just thinking, like, going through like what the heck happened. One, we started Sidecar, and I think really the biggest thing, first thing off the bat, was we got to do an episode with Pepe. Like
Like our
that
third or
was nuts.
fourth or fifth, like within a
Sixth
month or 2 months
episode.
of doing it. Yeah.
So that was incredible. And then also eventually doing an episode with Jose Huijan. But I mean, just the fact that we are still like very new to the industry, and we're sitting down talking to, not I don't even think it's arguable, one of the best producers, if not the best, in the world right now, this past year. And we were just having a conversation.
I think for I can speak for a lot of people in coffee, just being able to have a conversation with a farmer, like
Yeah,
for
just
the
period.
average Joe, I think is crazy. You know, being able to talk to him about his perspectives, and just it was so eye-opening. And I think, I mean, it was literally talking to a celebrity, and it just blew me away.
Yeah,
And like.
everything, his outlook on life was just, and I think that the biggest takeaway that like I got, well, not the biggest, but like one of the things that he said that always stuck with me was the fact that he views his farm as a garden, and he's not just a coffee producer. He's the owner and like guardian of a garden, and within that garden just happens to be a coffee farm where he produces some of the best coffee in the world. And like that's just really cool to me, that it comes from a love of nature as a whole and not just coffee. Like it's not everything is just focused on creating coffee. He's just giving back to nature and giving back to his family and the people that work on his farm. I think what he's the first roaster in Ecuador to have, or first
First
producer in
farmer,
Ecuador to have
maybe
a
even
roaster.
I couldn't even remember if he said South America in general, but one of the
Maybe he
first, yeah.
did. But
Maybe
yeah,
it was
so it's
Ecuador.
just
I can't
cool.
remember,
Every
but yeah.
everything he's doing, everything he stands for is awesome. So that was super cool.
Yeah, super lucky to be
I
able to
think
talk to him.
next up was the fact that we did a pop-up.
Still to this
That
day, I
was
can't
nuts.
believe we had the opportunity to do that. And it was just kind of on a whim. But also the experience I think that we both got from that, like
Yeah.
being able, you know, you can talk a lot of trash as a employee, never having to like set up a menu or never having to, you know, we like set up a mini cafe, like exactly
Yeah,
how
it was.
we would want to run our own. And I think It was so dope. Shout out Spectrum.
I
Shout
think,
out Parker
yeah,
Travis.
shout out Parker Travis. Shout out the people of Cape G, for really showing us that love. I mean, that's just something I'll never forget. Like, I mean, the fact that not only did we create a menu, and not only create a menu, but we sourced like what, six different roasters? Little Wolf Prodigal,
Onyx.
Tandem, Onyx. We had Onyx on
We had
Brandywine.
Brandywine, and then you had the Prodigal for the espresso.
I
Or
had,
did you already say
oh,
Prodigal?
and then yeah, so yeah, six different coffees throughout the menu. We then also did signature drinks, as well as offering regular cafe standards and a hand brew section. So like it was a full menu, and then because Lewis is actually gifted in making pastries, we had insane pastries. Like I'll say those things were absolutely ridiculous. The croissants were incredible. Almond croissants, incredible. Dude just threw together baklava rolls, fire. The cinnamon roll, everything was great. So like the fact that we also delivered on such a level that like it wasn't just two knuckleheads like just only doing hand brews and that was it. Like we really put something cool together. And
Yeah,
then the night before,
I think we held industry standards like just out of there. I think the only
got
thing that
it.
we could have done better was workflow and not having a 40-minute line, but you know.
But also like the fact that there were just so many people. Like we started it what at 9 a.m., 8 a.m.
Yeah, nine.
And at 8 a.m. No, at 9 a.m. there was just a line around all the way to the back of the bar and around. They're also a record store, and around like the record displays. Like we were just so like holy God. We got in that morning, didn't even know if like the power strip was gonna be able to handle like the
It was crazy.
machines.
It
There
was
was so much,
crazy. Being
and
able to
things were
do espresso
everywhere,
martinis
but it was
too the
great.
night before was sick.
Oh yeah,
Still
that
one of
was
the
awesome.
best cocktails I've ever had, the Sidecar Sidecar. Literally one of
Dude,
the
oh
best,
my,
literally one of the best cocktails I've ever
yeah. Travis and Parker, they can just throw
had.
cocktails together. They're wizards.
Yeah. But then, you know, just going through like thanking all of our guests that we've had this year that said yes
Yeah.
to being on our podcast. I think, you know, that's the coolest part about doing this is just being able to actively create like a community and build friendships throughout this industry and just, you know, being able to just sit down someone and question them is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So shout out
And for them to
everybody that's
take,
been on here. And yeah,
yeah,
take the
thank you for
time to be on
taking
this.
your time for free. Like we didn't
Yeah.
pay for, you know. So thank you. And some people provided coffees as well, so thank you.
But yeah, so this next year we're cooking up. I genuinely can't believe that we're still doing this. So it's just dope. It's awesome. It's exciting.
Yeah, very cool. But yeah, year one was awesome. Shout
And just
out.
like a crazy year in general, I think this past year was definitely the biggest leap I've had in coffee ever. So
Agree.
you getting into buying a new espresso machine, which tested my knowledge so much, buying a better grinder, diving into lighter roast, diving into different types of coffee, different types of brewing methods,
Yeah.
tasting coffee on a higher level. I think just
Yeah.
everything this year was a huge kind of ego check.
Yeah. Well, I also think it's really funny we decided to do start Sidecar in the year that we knew was going to have the most life changes. Like going into the start of last year, I was graduating in May. Lewis was graduating in December. I knew I was going to be moving somewhere. And so like there was just a lot of life changes that were going on. And we were just like, let's just do it. Like, who cares? You know, let's set the boundary that this is not going to be something that stresses us out. We're just going to do it. And when we have quality stuff to put out, we'll put it out. And if we don't, we don't. But then not only did we just record episodes, but we did events. And that's just cool. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's dope. So thank you guys at the end of the day, like for supporting us. We couldn't,
Yeah.
it's just crazy.
If you're listening right now and you made it this far into the episode, thank you. years,
Yeah,
like
us
you're the
waffling
reason we do
around.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some coffees that we enjoyed this year, I think.
Let's talk about our top five coffees of the year. I'll let you go through your list first, sir.
Yeah. So basically, I don't really have a separate list for roasters. I mostly just all of my favorite coffees, I'm just going to put as my favorite roasters, just because I think it goes hand in hand. But I want to say first off, I'm gonna start with one and go to five. I'm not gonna do the click. You can do the
Yeah,
clickbait stuff,
no.
but
That's stupid.
all right. So my favorite coffee of the year definitely is this. I don't even know where this video might go. Actually, we could probably clip this. Starting off
Starting up. Top
with
five
my
coffees of the year.
top five sidecars, top five coffees of the year. The best ever. The best of the best. Anyway, the coffee that most impressed me was just kind of like a random coffee I picked up in England. It's a dialect. It was a Wash Columbia. I told the bar, the guy at the bar, that I just wasn't looking for something really processy. He picked out this coffee and was like, they were in here cupping last week. This coffee's really good. And for a Wash Columbia, this thing tasted ridiculous. And maybe there is some processy stuff that happened, but it was so solid. It test like it just it completely surprised me. And if you guys ever get the chance to try Dialect, they're dope. We're trying to have them on the podcast. They're just really cool.
Please.
The stuff that
They're
they
so
do
cool. They're just
with
two
roasting
scientists.
and
Yeah.
what they put on their website is fantastic. So if you live in Europe, it's easier to get them. If you live in America and have a big budget and want to pay $30 for shipping,
Yeah.
try Dialect for real. Really, really impressed me. This coffee blew me away. And we've tried a lot of coffees this year.
Had a lot,
And yeah, this is my
for
number
sure.
one. Number two, I want to say, and so for my taste preferences, I tend to not like stuff that's super, super processy. I don't like the super funky stuff. So nothing on this list is really there. This coffee I ordered was a pink bourbon from Prodigal. It is the La Pradera, La Pradera,
La Pradera.
La Pradera, and it's a washed pink bourbon. It was so good. I ordered this on like January, like to start off the year. I had this coffee. And this started the rest of the year where I was just looking for pink bourbons. I probably had over 10, 8 to 10 pink bourbons this year. And it was because of this coffee just absolutely blowing my mind. I think I finished this in a week and a half. Like I literally just made it every day, almost twice a day. And I just couldn't stop brewing it. I couldn't stop tasting it. Every single brew was good. It was so good on filter as well as espresso. And I think for my variety of the year, my favorite varietal is definitely gonna have to be Pink Bourbon this past year. Going off into coffee number three is this Frank Torres Sidra from Hydrangea. And I wanna say
That one was.
for my favorite roaster this year, it's gonna be Hydrangea. I think I've had five or six of their coffees this year. Every single one, fantastic. I will always look at their menu whenever I'm looking to buy new coffees. And what is it? Their head roaster? Is it Bill?
Sure. Yeah.
I think it's
Ben,
Bill.
Bill. I think it is
Something.
Bill.
He's a wizard. These coffees are cool. It's not like you could argue that a lot of people that roast on Loring super light kind of have the same kind of taste profile. And Hydrangea to me is unique, and all of their coffees are just really well done. And this Frank Torres Sidra was really good. And I think for certain Sidras, they come off just super tea-like and really light and just not really the most expressive. And this coffee was kind of the opposite and was super, super solid. It was just a fully washed Sidra. Blew me away.
Fire.
I'm gonna keep it up with Hydrangea. I ordered one of my favorite farms. Yeah, probably my favorite farm, Las Margaritas out of Colombia.
You've heard it on the pod before.
Yes, so
Fire
good.
Farm.
Fire Farm. And so this is a SL34 natural, this one, and I just said I don't like processing coffees, but every now and again you do get one that just blows your socks off. And so this was one of them. It was super like Japanese whiskey-esque, really complex. You also a little like green apple-y, but it was solid. It wasn't too much, but it was still really complex and interesting. And just a really cool perspective on an SL34, like a random kind of variety that you kind of sleep on. I don't think I talked about this coffee yet, but it's from September. I think this farm had a great year this year. You saw their coffees everywhere. Las Perlitas from Colombia. This was
Yeah.
a washed pink Pabon from them. And speaking about
Fire.
the pink Pabon craze I kind of had from that prodigal coffee, this was another one that, again, I drank in under 2 weeks. Like it was just every single time I went to brew, I just pulled for this coffee. And to the point of where I was like, nah, you can't brew that again. But it is so good. It was ridiculous. Las Perlitas. If you see them on a coffee menu, please try them. Yeah, fantastic farm. But that is four. No, that's five. Yeah, so that's five. So now I'm gonna get into my honorable mentions. I don't know. I have to talk about this. This one might be tied at fifth. It is Thankfully Coffee's Ultra
Yeah.
Light Cedar Wave Natural. This
Ooh.
coffee, and he has sweet tarts on here every single time I brewed it. Sweet tarts. Like sometimes out of spite of the tasting notes, you always try to say other stuff, but genuinely, that's just kind of like a game I play in my head, and I just couldn't untaste sweet tarts
There's, yeah,
every
there's
single time I
nothing.
brewed this. And it was really nice. This coffee from Pepe is probably one of my favorite naturals I've ever had, just
Yeah,
because
the Citra Wave is
the
just
wave
it's
mentality, bro.
incredible.
The wave is just so good. It's ridiculous. If you guys ever, please try the Cedar Wave. And it's just one of my favorite coffees, I think. Definitely like top five, like ever I've ever had. And
Love it.
Alex did a great job with this
Yeah.
extra light. It was so good. Like candy ginger, sweet tarts, raspberry, herbal, like everything you want out of such a cool perspective on coffee. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And also, we talked about this. I don't know if we ended up talking about this in a podcast episode, but just like you have a per I have a personal connection with this coffee just because it's cool to literally been able to speak to both the farmer of the coffee and the roaster of the coffee. It's dope.
The whole chain.
Last but not least, I think this would be my second place for roaster of my favorite roaster, but it's Color Coffee. They are definitely the like most surprised I've been trying a roaster, especially
Yeah.
because my first time trying them was at Comet Coffee and we cupped them, and to me it wasn't anything
Dude.
special. And then ordering this coffee and just being like completely surprised, it was fantastic. This is a Nicaragua natural that was super clean. The same reason why I liked Pepe's Cedro Wave so much, this coffee kind of had similar expression, where it was complex, interesting, a little funky, but not a bad funk. Fantastic. And this was from recommendation from Caleb. He did try this coffee before I tried it, but
Yeah.
yeah, color coffee out of Colorado. Again,
Fire.
fantastic. So yeah, that's my top coffees and coffee roasters. If you want to try any, I mean, obviously those coffees aren't available anymore, but those
Nope.
roasters all do fantastic stuff. So if you ever get the
Dude, yeah.
opportunity to, or never know who to order from, check those out. And it's crazy because like looking at my top roasters this year, like my preferences have definitely changed in the past year.
Oh, you mean from like just black and white and Brandywine
Yeah.
and
And Sweet Bloom, I
like,
think, was my top
yeah,
last
and Sweet
year.
Blue.
Which, all of those are still great roasters, but I
Oh,
like
yeah.
it makes me think like, what's gonna happen next year. But Caleb,
Yeah.
walk me down your list. Run them down. Let's go.
All right, let's do this at number one. This is one that I picked up at Comet, and this was literally just on a whim. Shout out Lily for buying this because it was a little early birthday gift. It was when we were in town for St. Louis doing our latte art throwdown. But I have this bag. I don't have all the bags like Lewis does. He's cooler
That
than I
was
am and
another thing we
keeps
didn't talk
his.
about what our past year, but we did a latte art competition at Upshot. Shout out Upshot.
We did. Shout out Upshot. It was fire. That was an amazing event. Shout out. What was it? The people that came down from
Oh,
Columbia. What was that
Akola.
cafe?
Akola.
Acola. Acola. Shout out Acola in Columbia. Like six or eight people came down from there. That was incredible. That was very, very awesome. Anyways, all right. Number one is this Tanzania Wash Geisha from Leaves Coffee in Japan. This is one that there's still a little bit of coffee in the bottom of the bag just because there wasn't enough for a brew. But also, I was like, I could use this and do a really tiny brew, but I just wanted to keep the beans. I was like, I just want to look at them
It just
because they're
means so much to
so.
me. I just want to look at him.
This coffee was so good. Yeah, I went through the bag in a week, the week that I got it. I remember specifically, I brewed it 3 times in 1 day, at work, and yeah, it was just so good. Number two is the same dialect that Lewis has. He came back with a coffee haul, from England, and we just went through all of them at his house. And that one at it that is one that every time we have a new coffee, it gets compared to that. I find we say like, ah, but it's nothing like that dialect. Like every time we try a new coffee, it's like, ah, but that dialect. So that Wash Columbia, it's insane. I cannot express enough how like I keep mistakenly saying that it's like a anaerobic, but it's
It's
just not.
Salado Blanco is the farm.
Salido Blanco.
Salado Blanco.
What is that? White solid? No, I'm just kidding.
Can
I'm
I
not
tell
gonna
you?
ask. Act like I know. But
That's
anyways,
disgusting,
sorry.
though.
And then number three, coffee of the year. Momo's. It was a Momo's out of Busan, South Korea. It was a Columbia washed yellow bourbon. Also another one I picked up at Comet. Shout out Comet for just having a great selection.
Great
Always
selection. Shout out
rotating.
David.
Shout out David. You're fantastic.
The goat.
The goat of St. Louis. And yeah, Momo's, that was fantastic. I think just one of the cleanest coffees I've had all year. One of the most, like, it had such a high clarity. Everything that was on the bag was in the coffee. It was another one of those where, just like Lewis was saying about Alex, like, I wanted to find different things that weren't on the front of the bag, but it just had this overwhelming green apple acidity that could not be ignored. And then number four, we had it at our pop-up. It was from Prodigal. It was the Ruby Churoso 2. It was the second release of this coffee. And oh my God, this coffee was like pineapple tonic, like Moscow Mule. Like it was so incredibly, like it was just sparkling, pineapply. We had a guy, his name's Soccer Matt. Shout out Soccer Matt. That got it on hand brew, and I don't know if he's like a big coffee dude, but I just
He
remember
is,
like
yeah.
him telling Lewis, he was like, that was insane. And it's just like that coffee, no matter how you brewed it, even if you messed up a brew, it was just one that brewed itself. It was so good.
Off of like a random, like, we were just building our menu. We were like, we knew we wanted to have a prodigal coffee. And I think neither of us, no, you had the bag.
I had it. Yep.
And you were like, we're doing
I had
this.
it. I had it at home. It was still on their website. And I said, nope, that's going on. That has to be on the menu. So we ordered another bag, let it rest for the pop-up. And then my last one, this is one that I actually had here at Suited. It was one of my first couple weeks working there. We had it on a light roast espresso, but it was a La Pradera washed pink bourbon from Color. Color has to 100% is my roaster of the year. Everything I've had from them has just been so clean and very, very great, very expressive. Everything you see on the bag is what you taste.
Just
Their coffee
solid.
set to
It's
work
so
on
solid.
anything.
And I mean, I can literally speak the same. Like, I ordered four of their coffees in a month. Just, I mean, it's just, it was just incredible.
I didn't have to order them. We just had them on the bar, so that's a flex.
I
But
had to. I had to. I could not.
Yeah, shout out Suited, I guess. No, I'm just kidding.
Shout
Yeah,
out
shout out
Color.
Suited. I just gotta mess with them. But yeah, Color. But top five roasters, my list does differ a little bit. Color number one, Subtext number two. None of their coffees made it to my top five list, but they were up there as like a notable roaster. Ilsa, fire. I mean, their new boxes are dope too. I kind of preferred the artwork on the previous bags. And I'm just not that big of a fan of boxes anymore. I
But
guess I'm just
their
woke. I'm just
aesthetic.
kidding. I'm just kidding. But yeah, Ilsa, really, really great. Thankfully, of course, shout out Alex. An honorable mention from him is the Gildardo Lopez.
Extra
Was
light.
that? Yeah, the extra light Gildardo Lopez. Ridiculous. And I brewed it over at Suited on the Decent, and it was just insane. That's like the most cherry forward coffee I've ever had in my life. It was so good. And then number five, Dialect, because I had one coffee from them all year and they still stayed at the top. So that's for me. That's it for
Favorite blend, sir.
favorite blend. Oh, this is one that I ordered, I think, in 23. And then you ordered in 24.
I had
And
it this year. I already know what coffee you're talking about. Yeah. I got the bag right here.
It's one that it just I won't ever leave my mind. It's the best blend I've ever had.
Land speed.
Landspeed from Middle State. If you ever see this coffee on their menu, when you're looking at Middle State coffee, also another one out of Colorado.
They're just cooking up in
Like,
Colorado, bro.
yeah,
I don't
dude,
know
I don't
what's
know
going
what's going
on.
on. The
But
elevation, it has to be.
I guess so.
Where
Yeah,
you.
this coffee, rotating blend. I mean, so the blend always stays the same, rotating coffees in the blend. The time Caleb had it, it was awesome. I had it this year, and I think it's always cool to have a
It
espresso
was
blend.
one of those blends that I think Lewis literally came over one day because he was like, I really want land speed and I don't
Yep,
have it.
that's
Like,
exactly what
it was
happened.
so good.
I think, and Brian Kwan just did a video on blends and why cafes have them, but I think blends can also just get overlooked by enthusiasts. And I think personally, like some days I just want a cortado and I don't want it to be single origin, or it's just like I just want something solid on espresso. And I know every single time I brew land, and I even did a blooming shot of land speed, it was ridiculous. You can do a one to two shot of land speed, it'll be ridiculous. You can do a one to five land speed and it'll be fucking good.
Yeah, it's always good.
Sorry for the language, but don't talk slander on blends, all right?
Dude, and
I
like
understand the reason why, but
here's what I'll say on blends. Blends, you can be like this super enthusiast on single origins, but you cannot have this like overwhelming Jeez, why can I not think?
balance,
This like overwhelming
collection.
allegiance to single origin only, and this love for single origins, and not respect when two single origins are put together, or two or three single origins are put together to create a blend. I mean, it's the you're taking your knowledge of single origin coffees and using them to create a very specific flavor profile that is going to be repeated every time. And I don't think there's anything bad about that.
It's
And
approachable, but it's also
you can,
like it's enjoyable
you
for
can,
anybody where
yeah,
you're at.
it's
Where
also
are your
like
palates at?
you can name a blend, something that will appeal to people, that'll make them go, oh, like, 'cause I find that blends are in coffee marketing are picked up more than single origins by people who are just now getting into the industry, because usually they're called like cool names. Like Valor calls that one of theirs Free Throw. And it's like, yeah, if I'm new to coffee and I see a Wash Donche Ethiopia and a coffee called Free Throw, yeah, I think I'm going for that. Or like Hat Trick. Like that's dope. Like, you know? So
Yeah,
don't
I
sleep
think
on
it's cool.
blends.
But yeah, don't
Everyone
sleep on
should
blends.
support blends.
My favorite blend I had this year was something random I picked up. It was the House Espresso for Chop Chop out of
Chop, chop.
Manchester, England. It's a matter of
Chestnut.
concrete. And it was, I had this on an episode that we did this summer. I talked about this, but it's a Colombia and a Brazil. It's a, speaking of pink for bones, and it's an Obata from Brazil, which I've never heard of that variety, but this blend was
Oh yeah.
sweet. It was complex. It was red. It was chocolatey. It was
Shout out
great.
Brazilian coffee this year, for real.
I think Brazil and Kenya and
Brazil's on the up and up.
yeah. Brazil and Kenya this year really surprised me. And then as well as I ordered a lot of Perus and again those pink for bones from Colombia.
Yeah. Dude, awesome.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy year.
Crazy year.
Crazy year in coffee, but yeah, those are our kind of top coffees, and we'll kind of end it off. I want to say a coffee that I had in a cafe that I would literally liked so much that I bought a bag of the coffee and then was never able to recreate the brew. This was at Comet, and it's a
Shout out
Rwanda
Comet.
Taba
Lots of
Organic from
Comet love.
Cafe Felix. This coffee
Felix.
for a Rwanda that was on their approachable hand brew menu, it just blew me away. It was ridiculous. It was so like
Yeah.
cranberry, like perfumey. It tasted so complex. It's a red Bourbon. And I went back a couple days later and bought this bag, and I was just like, I couldn't recreate it. So shout out Comet.
Yeah.
Shout out
Shout out.
this coffee. I mean, it was still good, but it was
Also,
still never as expressive, which
also one
honestly
thing
could
going
just
back
be their
to
water, but still.
color, and how it's like roaster of the year. Lewis and I were together at a cupping, the one that he just talked about at Comet, and color, what, like everyone in the room agreed that color was,
One
it
of
just
the
tasted
worst
awful.
tasting there. Yeah.
We had four of their coffees on the table, and we were doing a blind cupping, and it was just awful. Like, we were like,
I
oh,
don't
we'll
know. I
never
mean,
buy from them.
not necessarily like bad, but just they were just not really expressive.
Well, no, I mean, I just remember, like, we were all like, I don't
Didn't
know what
stand
color's
out.
got going on. But then I had it at Suited, and I was like, oh, what? So I don't know if it was just that cupping, like the water,
Yeah, I
maybe
think David just
the
does
grind
a lot of stuff
size.
to his water.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But I just remember color not being great at all, and then it was fantastic and is now the roaster of the year.
That's another thing, guys. Mess around with your water. I think
Yeah.
this next year is going to be year of the nerd for me. Buying, I'm gonna probably get new burrs for my grinder. I'm definitely gonna start messing around with minerals in my water and
Yeah.
messing around with different types of brewers, I think. Because I'm locked in on my espresso setup. I'm not
This
gonna.
is the year. This is the year of the professional. We're
Yes,
getting. We're
yes.
becoming
We're
pros. We're
diving
becoming.
in.
We're already. We've been past the nerds, but now we're professionals, and we're gonna get so dialed in.
We're gonna get
But yeah,
dialed in. Year of the dial in.
that's it.
Hey, thanks guys for making it
That's
through.
it
I
for,
don't even know.
yeah, that's it for 2024.
That's it. 25
Shout out
loading.
2020, 25 loading. Do we say what we're doing?
No. No, we don't.
No. Okay.
You're gonna have to stay tuned to find out.
Fine.
We're cooking though.
Fine. Yeah, just
It's in the
stay
oven.
tuned on
You can start to
Instagram.
smell it.
You can literally smell it. I mean,
It's cooking.
it's,
We're about to take it out. We're about to put those mitts on.
yeah.
Put a towel on our hands maybe so we don't get burned, because it's gonna be real hot.
One hint
Real hot.
is that the roaster was mentioned in this episode.
Oh, hey
And that's
now.
all you get.
Hey
Yeah,
now,
hey
say
now.
now, all about my. All right.
All
Thank
right.
you guys.
Shout out 2024, year one of Sidecar. Thank you for listening. The 1,200 listens that we got, that is an insane number. The 18 countries that we're in, that's an insane number. I can't believe we made it out of Missouri alone.
Made out the
Like,
mud.
yeah. That's it.
See ya.
You can go back
See
to
you
life
soon.
now. Yeah, you can go back to life now. You don't have to
Hey,
listen to
go
us.
check out the vlogs on Instagram. I know you won't.
Dude, just turn it off. Just
All
stop
right,
it.
bye.
No, just kidding. Bye.